this is just some dumbass bullshit right here. This is fucking retarded. I cannot stand video game journalism because it serves no purpose. As of late, it absolutely serves no purpose other than developers getting basically a hand job from motherfuckers that they keep employed. There's no reason to even indulge in a video game journalist because of the fact that you can get an opinion by watching a fucking walkthrough. You can go on Twitch or something like that, or even on YouTube, and enjoy someone's content of a video game or see some type of gameplay before you even realize whether or not you want to play it. Most of the time, it's up to the developers to do freaking marketing in order for you to even know about a video game. But then after that, if a game's a hit, most likely, if you're into the world of video gaming, you're going to find out about it. I mean, the same thing could be said like in terms of word of mouth when it comes to movies and shit like that. Social media is a thing for sure, but people have to function on the social media in order for the shit to work. So for the most part, people indulging in the shit help greatly. You know, as long as you do enough marketing to get people to see the shit, then you'll be fine. The game itself has to then speak for its content. I can tell you, like, I've seen like at least 4 little commercials or ads on YouTube for The Cult of the Lamb, but I've heard nothing but positive things from it through video game enthusiasts that I've looked at online. So that's how that shit works, right? It's like, so that's all you need. But that's really the only thing that you kind of need going on in order for video games to prosper. Your shit just needs to be good. It shouldn't stink. It just needs to be good. But game journalists as of late have become so fucking ridiculous that they'll look at something that is basically way before their mindset, their time, or even their own fucking culture and country, and try to gauge it and evaluate it in accordance to that, which makes absolutely no sense. I don't look at the Three Stooges and sit there and go, why is this in color? It's the three fucking Stooges. It came out in the 1930s. What the fuck are you talking about? And it's like, that's retarded to me. But, and I'm a huge fan of the Three Stooges. Huge fan of Three Stooges and the Marx Brothers. But it's ridiculous that you got people like Polygon, and then I know I put it in the title, but it's not just Polygon. There's actually multiple people going after it as some type of weird fucking four-pronged attack over this game, simply because of the fact that it's a game that exists, is getting put on the Switch, and all of them are getting put on the Switch, and then essentially it happens to have cultural differences or subject matters that these little pissants just some reason just can't get over. Now, the people who are actually talking about the Persona series are it's The Gamer. That's one of the sites, The Gamer, Eurogamer, Paste. I don't know what that is, and Polygon. But I wanted to read the little quote from Polygon that was shared on like the her name is Sophia Narwitz, her Twitter. She shared this, and then essentially I saw someone talking about it, and I was like, "Ooh, I like Persona, so let's talk about it." But the article states, unfortunately, Persona 4's more problematic content hasn't been updated or revised in its new iteration. Why would you? It's still mired in sexist tropes, and its representation of queer characters remains lacking at best and harmful at worst. It doesn't need to have representation of queer characters. There's literally a character who essentially doesn't want to get in touch with his feminine side, and it causes him to have trouble because the main thing about Persona is that it's dealing with your inner turmoil. So he wasn't gay, but the little heart demon thing that kind of comes out is perceived that way. Then you have another character who just basically is pretending to be a boy, but is actually a girl. That was it. Like, that's it. Nothing in terms of representing queer characters. If you do not identify or care about the characters, that's your own shtick. But the game is beloved and is really good and it's really fun. So the fuck? It may be easier to pick up and play than ever before, but its content is still intermittently hard to stomach. You people suck. You just suck. All right. Now, I don't know if it's essentially suck proverbial dick, but you are ridiculous. Okay. You have this weird sensibility to where whatever misgivings you are hung up on everyone else needs to adhere to and follow, which you don't. Now, even if they had went back and played the games, whether it was Persona 4 or Persona 3, because the main one for the attack has been Persona 3, which is weird. But to even go back and play those games, obviously you lack any type of understanding of the games if you essentially came to this conclusion about the subject matter. There's nothing in these games that is essentially harmful. Hell, even the concept of the main characters being kind of standoffish towards the guy who essentially has to get in touch with his feminine side, who is afraid to get in touch with the feminine side, who is more of a brute and everything like that, they get afraid of him not because it's under the idea that he's gay, because he isn't. He's just trying to get, like, he just, like, really, like, is into cute shit. But it's the fact that they kind of approach him and feel that way because of dealing with that understanding. They were dealing with that shadow monster that was created from him. Well, it was a shadow, right? That's what it's called in 4. I know in 3 they're called shadows, but I believe in 4 they're also called shadows. But in dealing with that, they also, like, he was, like, approaching them and acting at them in terms of how, like, a gay person would. But that was the point of the joke about his character, and then about that the little shadow, because it was supposed to represent the I believe the tarot card of love, I think his was. I'm not sure what his tarot card was, but so it remains that essentially that was a key part of the story. It's a key part that's explained, that it happens. They comb over and they deal with a huger, broader murder mystery threat going on in Persona 4. But the only thing that you can seriously focus on is the fact that they had gay people in it. Like even if that's not even the case, but I know there's other side characters within the Persona series who are also very much perceived as super gay. And who the fuck cares? If you don't think that this shit goes unnoticed. Don't forget that not too long ago, they legitimately tried to have them re-release the Persona 5 game, well, I believe the Royal Edition, with edits into it, because of the fact that there were gay characters that were along the sidelines that you would see pop up every now and again. And they felt as if this was such a huge threat towards gay people that it was like the whole game needs to be scrapped because of this one insignificant line that comes out from these characters or whatever. And it was a nothing burger, because who the fuck cares? Anyone that's interested in the Persona games understands the mindset of Persona games. You're literally playing as a Japanese high schooler going to high school in Japan. So it goes to show that this whole identity crisis that these people have in terms of representation within video games and shit like that is just beyond stupid. Now, one of the other things that they talk about is essentially the misogyny by the third, in Persona 3, the female version of the main character they call misogynistic. Now, if you don't know, all the Persona games' main characters, aside from Persona 2, I believe, have been boys. Actually, I believe Persona 2 was always a female, but Persona 1 and 2 are separate from 3, 4, and 5. But the hell, there's Hitler in Persona 2 and 1. They actually have Hitler. But in Persona 3, that was always intended to be a boy. It was never a female version of the character. Never. That was only introduced when they did Persona 3 Portable. And I believe that was on the PSP or the Vita. And that's when they introduced and gave a female character. But I have Persona 3, the FES version on PlayStation 2. So I know. Like, yeah, it was always a boy. You can only pick a boy. So it's weird that essentially they're not understanding that what they did was that they gave a sex change to the main character. But other than that, they kind of added only one new romance option, which was to romance the Junpei character. And that was generally it. But even what's weirder for that is that essentially the storyline for Junpei, having him like the female protagonist outside of what actually goes on in the story, is very odd and weird, and I don't even know how they work themselves around that, but hey, that's just what the game did. But it's like this criticism that they have over the game is something that's generally just not even becoming of someone whose job it is to review a video game. Hell, I would have an issue over the fact that this is a JRPG that has been a long-standing staple within the JRPG community. They're very popular games, very well known, and very very much liked. But at the same time, they do all still have problems. The fact that the main character, once he dies, that's it for the game, in a game with a turn-based system as well as a revival system, is incredibly fucking stupid. The fact that the game itself has has so many glaring, like, actual problems. The stealth mechanics within Persona 5, which is completely unnecessary at some to an extent. The fact that a lot of the battle mechanics themselves, as cool as they might be, still have glaring issues in certain aspects. These are things that are aptly should be criticized or talked about. You know, it was like, these are things that you would think, yeah, okay, that's something that's up for discussion. That's something that you as a reviewer can see and understand and stomach. That, hey, even if you are into JRPGs, this is something that you might not like if you happen to care for a battle system that goes like this, this, that, and the third. Realistically, the fact that there's really barely any variation when it comes to like monsters and shit like that that you can use as personas in the three different games, because they generally all focus on the same type of monsters. Hell, everything Shin Megami Tensei makes focuses on all the same monsters. That's another thing that could be up for criticism. But the games themselves barely focus on that. It's about your persona. It's about the fucking bonds that you make with other people as you're just living your life as a typical Japanese student going in high school. It's a fun concept. But these people have clearly missed the fucking bar in order for them to talk about gay shit again, because that's all the gaming journalist has boiled down to. Why aren't there so many gays in this? And it's like, why do you people let these gays write this shit? Do they not understand that there's not that many of you out there? Not only that, but if you want representation of gays and homosexuals in games, by all means, put them in there. That's no one is arguing that there shouldn't be, but at the same time, criticizing that something isn't the way how you want it, it's fucking retarded. That's fucking retarded. It's hard to stomach. Nigga, what? What about this is hard to stomach? There's nothing that they do out in Persona 4 at all that is outwardly hate-mongering, disrespectful, or even terrible or downright a hate crime towards homosexuals in any way, shape, or form. The concept of the character who pretends to be a boy is utterly explained within the story. The context of the dude Shadow, who basically was having a bunch of girly features and whatnot, despite him being a manly man, is explained within the games. This stuff is what they go over in the games in depth if you've played it. But essentially, you saw it, you got offended, and you immediately disliked it, and then you wrote this stupid-ass article. This shit is terrible. It's getting ridiculous that these people are like this. It's disgusting, because essentially these are the same people who at one moment are sitting there criticizing games for being different than every other game, because that's something that they don't like. But at the same time, they would also shill for a game that just obviously has problems and whatnot in it, but essentially just say 10 out of 10 all across the board and whatnot, simply because their jobs depend on shilling out for whatever big company. As much as everyone praised God of War Ragnarok, and it's like, there clearly is issues with the game, but you never heard anyone talk about them. No one ever gave it a negative concept or whatnot. There's no such thing as a perfect game, but games should be reviewed, should be talked about, should be discussed. There's no such thing as a perfect one, but by all means, definitely, let's have a discussion. But these people aren't up to have a discussion. Hell, you could have made a discussion about this, of the fact that, okay, the subject matter in this, is it still poignant to this day? The different topics and situations that are covered within the Persona series, do they still matter or match up today? Can you still find characters that fit this description in today's world? Can you find characters that fit this description outside of Japan? Why aren't you discussing that? Why aren't these topics of study that you should look into? Hell, Persona 3 deals with fucking suicide on multiple fucking levels, and it's fantastic on how it does it. And then the main character, oh my god, how it ends. Persona 3 is the only one that ends with a damn. And bomb ass soundtrack on all of them, by the way. Like, every Persona game has a dope ass soundtrack. But it's something that, if you as your job or your integrity as a goddamn gaming journalist was to talk about this in the correct way. The fact that we have not one, not two, but four fucking gaming journalist articles coming out and talking about these games in the same similar context proves that we're dealing with essentially not the people who can point out who's toxic, But the motherfuckers that are the toxicity, they are the horrible concept that's going on. The only announcement that should have been had was that the Persona games are going onto the Switch, which just should have been, hey, that makes perfect sense. That seems like a good fit for the games. It, yeah, I can see the Switch running them. That's fine. That should have been it. And it just should have been a topic of, hey, well, since this is a new thing coming up, let's talk about the Persona games in depth and clarity or whatnot. Not immediately bash them because they happen to not fit my ideals with how I currently view and talk about games. How about we race swap some motherfuckers that's in the Persona series? How come all of them can't be black? How come some of them are Jewish? How come there's not a Jewish Persona? You can't. You got Moses that you can summon. He's a water type. He calls a flood. Oh, that's wrong. He calls a flood, then he split it. So he could do blade attacks. Oh, no. It's just the queer bashing and the gay hating that I see in the game, which isn't there. It's not there at all. It's just something that they noticed. They did not like what they noticed. And then they just had to say something. My goodness. And again, like how crazy it is that we're still dealing with people that do these calculated attacks all at the same time to try and usher in some shit that should not be ushered. Now, I urge you not to look at this shit on their sites or whatever, because that's all that they want. But instead, look at the people who pointed it out. Watch the people who have like screenshots of their shit or anything like that, but don't let them get any clicks or anything like that off of you. But this is really fucking retarded. This is generally fucking retarded. And again, I hate whenever I hear that these people are doing anything because of the fact that I know the consequences of them still having their jobs. Like I said, God of War Ragnarok is something that I looked at and I was like, yeah, this is like, because I like the original God of War. This is far before, like, this is such a whatever series. And then there's been multiple games that have came out that looked exactly like God of War Ragnarok, but Sony published it from a big ass publisher like Sony. It's one of the biggest games of the year that's been anticipated. Then when it came out, the shit got overshadowed by fucking Pokemon, and that game was a buggy mess. The fuck? Oh, but 10 out of 10 across the board. 10 out of 10 across the board. Nigga, you can't be serious. But That's not a topic of discussion that should be done on Polygon or something like that. That's not something that should be looked upon in the gaming community and the scope to understand exactly what the fuck are we actually dealing with? What the hell is going on? Are people getting tired of this shit? Who exactly is shilling out for this shit? And why are we claiming that it's so good when there have been other things that have came out that have not been exactly the same or have proven to be actually better, just not from a bigger developer and company? Or the fact that Jeff Keighley, a dude who's known for having his hands in the pants of every developer known to man, is making a fucking video game award show where his people, who also know these people as well as used to work for them, are the ones voting on what games are actually winning awards without looking at any other alternative media for it. That's something that video game journalists should be talking about, because that's actually journalism. But instead, oh no, there's not enough gays, too many gays, or these jokes that I don't care for within something that's based around Japanese society and Japanese concepts. I don't care for that. Hell, I would even opt for you to be like, don't care for the dub version of the fucking Persona games, considering the fact that they like to add the honorifix wording with it, which is very weird, because granted that they are supposed to be in a Japanese society, but hearing that shit dub doesn't sound right. So it doesn't really fit, because culturally we don't do that. So having it in English for them repeating and saying that stuff, especially when it comes to English voice actors, has always sounded weird. That's a main gripe that I have with Persona. I can't stand when they be like, Junpei-kun. Like, you sound so weird. Just say Junpei. Like, you're English. Just say Junpei. It's different. You can still say sensei. I can understand that, or mister, you know, if you wanted to go the full mile. But I could still stand for sensei and then the name and whatnot. But the kun-san and the chan and all that doesn't really fit in the English dub. But again, that's not an issue that they have. What they have is the fact that it's just, they can't stomach. They can't stomach it. This shit is ridiculous. So, ugh. Oh my goodness. It was like, if Nintendo wasn't even allowing this shit to be on the Switch, would they even bring it up? Would they even care? Do they care? Hell, do the graphics look better? Does it play better? Does it seem to, does the game seem to flow a hell of a lot better? Is there any improvements that was done to it? That, like, it's just the look or the overall feel of it? Does it make you, is any of that okay? None of that's mentioned. None of that is fucking mentioned in any of this shit. And it's just disgusting. God, this is dumb.